he said, the best interview I ever had. And
I believe it.
Mary King.
I believe it.
Mary, we went to Colorado, didn't we?
Oh, Mike, did we have a good time up in the mountains.
All right, dear.
Oh, I love you.
All right, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we took Mary to Colorado with us one time. This is strange. We go to a little town called Allen's Park. And I asked you where you go up in there, and you said Allen's Park.
One of my all-time favorite spots.
Now, what is that about? Nobody knows about that place.
Oh, that's probably a good thing, Mike, so that it stays pristine for us.
Have you ever been in St. Mallory's up there?
No.
That's the church on the
side
of the road that sits up on those rocks?
No, I haven't, but I shall. I will check it out.
Oh, boy. Let's go. Who else do you want here?
Let me see.
Second Jack. Jack, you're on Jack in Kingsville.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Hi, Jack. You're on KCMO.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Say good morning to you and your guest.
Thank you.
I've been spent my whole life basically seeking and looking at different religions and studying different religions, Torah, Kabbalah, Bible, Sufism, on and on. And in the last month or so, I've been, because I'm approaching 60, I've been kind of curious. I know I've got a purpose in life, but I have no idea what it is. And I've got so many varied interests. And they range from astronomy and electronics to music, write music.
You're a teacher, Jack.
Pardon me?
Teaching. You're a teacher.
You think?
That's what Dad just told me to tell you.
Okay.
That you're to teach.
Anything in particular?
No, because he said that your specialty is being diverse, that you have gifts of the mind that they're not specific to just one interest, and you would be bored just teaching one thing. So you're to teach many things.
Very good.
In the book, Dad gives three assignments for people to help them explore what it is that they really need to fulfill in their life. One is a questionnaire that you're to give out to several people. It's five simple questions. Because many times people need, and I'm speaking to you, Jack, but in general, I'm sharing this with the listening audience. Many times people know what their purpose is but want to avoid it and deny it. And through this questionnaire that they ask people that they know they can trust, they get feedback in ways that they can see themselves that they might not choose to look at themselves or be able to see themselves.
Uh-huh.
So it helps people see themselves more clearly through how they're perceived and how they're showing themselves to other people.
Very good.
That's one of the questionnaires.
Okay, Jack, I think that's good for you.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You sound better.
I feel better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jack got on here and he said he was seeking, and I thought he said he was sinking. I think most people do feel like they're sinking.
It's true. The people that are struggling to find their purpose do have a sinking feeling.
Boy, there's an awful malaise across the nation right now, you know.
It's a heavy heart of sadness.
Oh, it really is. We'll be back here and get more of your calls. 576-7710 with We Are Here for a Purpose, How to Find Yours. Giselle Massey here with me on Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
I'm from another planet.
All right, we're back here. We Are Here for a Purpose. How to Find Yours with Giselle M. Massey. We got some good calls on here. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're on KCMO. Jack?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mike Murphy.
Morning, Jack.
Morning. Giselle, I was calling because I always feel like I volunteered to come down here, and I'm a researcher, and I'm currently working on a book, and it seems like it's going really, really slow. And it's on a medical-type book that'll help quite a few people, and it just seems like it's taken a long time to really get it going, but I've been able to help a lot of people directly with my work, and I'm finally one to, you know, write it all down so that I can help a lot more people so there's not all this sickness and death that seems like it's plaguing Americans especially. And I don't know, I just thought maybe, am I on the right track?
Or yes.
Do you have any words or any...
Yes.
Okay.
Dad is telling me right now that it's not a matter of when you get this book finished, because it will be finished and the work will spread, and there's another book that will come after this as well. The focus has to be on doing the work, fully understanding that it's not about